Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Alderman Brendan Riley is the representative for the 42nd Ward, Chicago Central Business District, downtown, home to nearly 90,000 residents, more than 40,000 businesses, and with nearly 60% of the city's economic activity in your area there, Alderman. I know these are very tough times. How are you holding up?
I'm doing fine, Bob. Just trying to help the mayor manage our kind of day-to-day crisis planning here.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit about yesterday's city council meeting and something I'm confused about. I was reading today about the city talking to Chicago Parking Meters LLC about suspending ticketing operations during the crisis. Now, that doesn't mean we don't feed the meters, as we used to say, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, the expectation is that if you're using a meter, we want you to feed it. But under those circumstances where people have unpaid debts to the city related to parking citations and impounds, we're going to be suspending collection of those through April 30th. And the idea is to provide some temporary relief on late fees and defaults on payment plans and city tickets and utility bills, et cetera. Understanding that in just the last 2 days, the state of Illinois has processed more than 40,000 unemployment claims. And so for a lot of families that are feeling the disproportionate impact of the COVID-19 business interruption, this is a very small way the city's trying to provide some temporary relief until federal and state relief packages show up.
And what if we are getting food to go, we don't see a parking spot, and we're double parked, or we have to park in a no parking zone to run in and get food? Are the police going to be a little more lenient now?
I'd say on the first part, no, let's not be double parking in traffic or bike lanes. That's a safety risk. But I don't think you're going to get swarmed by police officers if you pull onto the curb, throw your flashers on, and run in to pick up food. I think you'll see some understanding there, but please don't block lanes of traffic because that does pose a safety risk.
Sure. What was the big takeaway for you from the city council meeting yesterday? Give us some good news, if there was any.
Well, you know what? I guess the good news, you know, when government's not in session, the taxpayers are protected. And yesterday we had a 1 minute, about a minute and a half long city council meeting. Mayor Lightfoot and Vice Mayor Tunney and myself convened the council to acknowledge there was a lack of quorum to allow us to set a new city council date of April 15th. So in the interest of public health, we did not want to have the hundreds of people who typically attend city council meetings to come down to City Hall with, you know, our understanding we need to do some social distancing. And so this month's council has been delayed. There were a number of exciting items that would have been up at council. Those will have to wait. But right now, we're focused almost entirely on working with the administration to roll out the next set of protections to try and flatten the curve on the coronavirus outbreak here.
Because you represent all of those downtown areas with the restaurants, are those folks kind of top priority right now for help?
Yes, the hospitality industry and especially their employees are front of mind for me. I've been spending a lot of time speaking with staff in both the governor's office and the mayor's office to discuss some immediate actions that the state and the city can take to provide some important relief up front. A lot of our restaurants and bars, not just downtown, but throughout the city, are truly small businesses that don't have more than a couple weeks of cash reserves, if that. And so a couple of things we need to address. Certainly, we have to look at providing some assurances from the state that business interruption insurance policies will be covered by insurance companies. Almost all these small businesses have this type of insurance that if your business is interrupted for a certain period of time, that those losses will be covered. That helps you cover payroll and other expenses you need to be able to keep the business afloat while you're closed. There are, unfortunately, a rider in each of these policies that say this is all covered unless there is a pandemic viral outbreak. That is such a right. So that's such a rare occurrence. No one really ever looks at that fine print until you're in a situation like this. So the state of New York and the state of New Jersey have emergency legislation pending that would require insurers to provide that coverage during this very unique, national or international crisis. And I've called upon the state of Illinois to do the same. I have my lawyers at City Hall drafting legislation for Springfield, which is a bit unique for an alderman to be doing, and also a resolution for the city council to support this policy. But that's critical for these small businesses. For small to mid-sized businesses, there's another key piece. Unemployment insurance taxes. We have this strange situation now where some employers are disincentivized to temporarily lay off their workers because of the tax hits they're going to take when they do so. And normally that's a good protection for workers. It's to make sure that folks don't just willy-nilly fire employees left and right. But in this case, especially in the hospitality industry, these workers want to be temporarily laid off so they can get access to that unemployment coverage. So we want to look for some relief also on unemployment tax payments. And I think that's something where government can really step up and help. And then, of course, direct payments to those workers who are feeling or who have lost their jobs because of this crisis, and especially those who are in the service industry. The federal government, bipartisan fashion, is talking about direct payments to those folks via checks. So there's a lot being looked at here. Certainly for me locally, it is front of mind that we get relief to our businesses and to our displaced workers, because we want these guys to bounce back as soon as humanly possible.
We sure do. So what's on the agenda, item number one for you today, Alderman?
We're actually updating our newsletter to get roll out even more information related to COVID-19 preparedness. We're encouraging our constituents to take a look at our preparedness checklist, and you could actually access that through the City of Chicago's website. Gives you general tips on how to practice social distancing, what are some healthy things you can do right now to protect yourself and your family. But in that, and also our daily briefings that we get from the administration and the governor's office on next steps to try and contain this thing. But that, and also putting together a remote work program for my office. We'll have most of our workers working remotely from home with limited office hours, and I think that'll be pretty much the norm at City Hall for all aldermen and the administration for the next few weeks.
Alderman Brendan Riley, 42nd Ward, we'll let you get to work because there's a lot to be done. Let's help as many folks as we can everywhere. Thanks, Alderman.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.